Хавот. Юба Мишна. Алахот оф Кол Асерет Йемей Тшува Ле-Дей Звива Эт. The Gemara comes with a statement. This is the sentence the Ashkenazim read today in the Haftarah. In Yeshayahu chapter 54, the Yeshua Hashem b'Yimatzo, demand Hashem while Hashem is around. Kra'u, call upon him, b'yoto karov, that he is very close to us. Says the Gemara, those sentences refer to the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In those days that we are at, are very important days that when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He hears us better than all year round. It doesn't matter the situation of the person, but if somebody wants from Hashem something, like we say in America, he better should do it now. So a simple explanation. So this is called Aseret Yemei Teshuva. This is the day that people do teshuva, they regret. But the question is, he already said Selichot before Rosh Hashanah. So we did teshuva before Rosh Hashanah. Some did a month before Rosh Hashanah. Some did almost 10 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we said Selichot. Nevertheless, only after Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says Hashem is very close to us. And demand. The Navi says, please demand. Yeshua Hashem Yimatzo. Please, right now, ask whatever you need. Now is the time to ask. After that, it's no time to ask. I mean, you can ask all year round. But, most probably, the result of the tefillot between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are much higher. And the question is, what's the significance of it? Why it's higher? What happened? And if it did happen, then why does it stop after Yom Kippur? It continued after Yom Kippur. If it's because we had Rosh Hashanah, we had a good Rosh Hashanah, it's a Tzedekot, and that's what maybe after Rosh Hashanah Hashem is close to us, but the Gemara says only 10 days, only until Yom Kippur. Why not after Yom Kippur? So, the halachot, Shulchan Aruch says in the Gemara, that the person should be more careful on those days. More careful. For example, says Shulchan Aruch, if somebody eats usually during the year, eat bread, oyu, okay, starkei, but it's not baked by a Jew. It's not called Pat Yisrael. Those 10 days, please, says Shulchan Aruch, make sure that you take upon yourself more restrictions as far as food is concerned. Other restrictions, of course, as well, but even such a small thing. But it's up to Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, you can go back. What does it mean? After Yom Kippur, who am I cheating? I become more religious in Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, I go back to my routine. Yes, do it. So, how does it have any effect if the person knows himself and the Shulchan Aruch tells him, after Yom Kippur, if you don't all the time careful if something is called baked by Jew, as long as it's kosher, it's also good. But make sure those 10 days, make sure everything is baked by Jew. So, what's the difference make? If it's, I have to do it, I have to do it all year round. If I don't do it, I should know it. Not 10 days, those 10 days are very important. And then comes Yom Kippur, the Gemara, the way it says in the Torah, "Binitem nafshetechem." It says certain halachot about Yom Kippur. It says don't eat, don't drink. You have to wear not leather shoes. Take a shower, stay pure. And there's some custom people wear white. Says Shulchan Aruch, the reason says it too. Based on the Gemara, that we are like angels. Angels are white. Angels don't eat. Angels don't drink. Angels don't take a shower. They don't smear oil on themselves. They stay pure. They have no wives. Stay away from your wife. Yom Kippur. So he wears his what we call the white kittel, and he thinks he's an angel. Says the Gemara, don't underestimate it. Says the Gemara, you know, when Moshe came up to Shamayim, he heard the angels praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sentence that we say after Shema Yisrael. He heard the angels say, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto L'Olam Vaed. He heard them. It's a very secret statement. Very secret statement. And the angels say it, they sing it with the wings, the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Moshe heard it upstairs. And they told him, that's how we praise Hashem. Says the Gemara, since Moshe heard it from the angels, it's a secret of the angels. So when Moshe came downstairs, he told them, he said, listen, I heard something upstairs, very important to know. That statement is a very powerful statement. But since it belongs to the angels, so the Gemara said, it's our custom that we say it quietly. After we say Shema Yisrael Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, we can say Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto L'Olam Vaed loud. Why can't you say it loud? What is it? No, you have to say it quietly. Why quietly? Because it's something that Moshe delivered to us from Shamayim, so called, he got it called inside information. Why we now have it in America? Inside information. The Gemara says, the whole year round, after you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, say quietly, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto L'Olam Vaed, quietly. Yom Kippur, our custom is, say it loud. When you say it loud, what happened now? The Gemara, well, you are like an angel. I'm like an angel, look. I dress white, I got no shoes, I don't eat, I don't drink, I don't take a shower, I'm like an angel. So therefore I can scream. That's our custom. Can you imagine somebody comes tomorrow? Tomorrow is not Yom Kippur. Tomorrow morning somebody comes to the Knesset and says, today I don't eat, I don't drink, I'm not going to take a shower, I'm not going to smear oil on me, I'm pure, and I have my kittel, my white thing, and I'm going to say Shema Yisrael, and he's going to scream, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto L'Olam Vaed, and says, I'm an angel. He's going to be an angel all year round. He's going to come to the Knesset, he's going to scream, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto. What do you mean, you're an angel? How can you even think that you're an angel? Who are you cheating? Do you go to the bathroom? No, angel doesn't go to the bathroom. You wash your hands? Angels don't wash hands. What do you mean an angel? It sounds like Purim. Purim, you can dress up like an angel. Take off your shoes, put your white robe on, don't take a shower, don't eat anything, you say I'm an angel. But you say, listen, it's serious stuff now. The man is going to scream, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto L'Olam Vaed. It's not just, you know, that he pretends and he imagines it. He's really acting like an angel. He said he screams, Baruch Shem. He said this is the statement of the angels. How can you say it? How dare you stand in front of Hashem and say, listen, Baruch Shem Kvam Malchuto. He says, are you an angel? Yeah, I'm an angel. Are you serious about it? I don't know. I really don't know what the explanation, simple explanation. What does it mean? Then comes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us that Masechet Ta'anit, it says the best days of the year is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Best days of the year. So what happened on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, well, we all do know that we did the golden calf. And after we did the golden calf, Moshe went up to Shamayim and stayed there for 80 days. After 80 days, he came down, was Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, Hashem gave us a forgiveness. Hashem forgave us for the golden calf. So, the Gemara says that, you know, it's one of the best days of the year. Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. We say, what is so great about it? Hashem forgave us. Listen. So, this happened once, okay? Hashem forgave you. Okay. So what? So, therefore, every year, this is the yahrzeit of the Yom Kippur that Hashem forgave you. And also, with all the respect, That sounds like somebody committed a crime. And he went in front of the court. And the judge dismissed the case. So every year, he wants to celebrate it. He wants to make a party, called the Fastoria. He said, what's the party all about it? He said, see, I made a crime. You made a crime? Really, I made? Yeah, you really made a crime. Yeah, I know. But my lawyer, you know, everything was, thank God, bang his head on the table, knock wood, and I said, ah, every year, listen, what is the party all about? The judge dismissed my case. He said, listen, really, are you in fault? Really? Did you do the crime? I did, yeah. So you deserve a punishment? I did. I do. Did you get it? No. That's why I'm making a party. Let's call it a party. Let's not call it a party. Party is if you're innocent. But here, we did sin. We did the golden calf. Hashem wanted to kill all of us. And what happened? Moshe prayed for us, and eventually Hashem forgave us. So therefore, comes the Gemara and says, the forgiveness was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. So, every year Yom Kippur is a holiday. The Gemara says, Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. Yom Tov? What do you mean Yom Tov? He says, well, you know, Hashem forgave us. He says, Hashem forgave you. Why did you sin? If you wouldn't have sinned, Hashem doesn't have to forgive you. So because you sinned, Hashem forgave you, let's make a party. Gemara says, well, another answer for you. Gemara says, you know, Moshe came down from Shamayim with the first set of tablets of Luchot, he broke it. And then he went up to Shamayim for 80 days, and after 80 days, Yom Kippur, he came down with the second set of tablets. So I said, so what is this? I said, it's a national holiday. Forever. Forever? Every year we celebrate. Where are the tablets now? Where are the tablets? Where are they? What's the party for? What is the party? I said, listen, Yom Kippur is the best day of the year, so the second best day of the year, maybe the first. So what is it? We got tablets. I said, where are the tablets today? Where are the tablets? Maybe you have tablets today. So every year you take them and you dance with them. No. Maybe. I would believe it. But if somebody tells you, listen, Hashem gave you second tablets, where are the tablets today? No. You know, where are they? You have it? Yeah. Yoshiyahu hid them. He said, so what is the celebration for? So what if Hashem gave you new tablets? So what it is? And He forgave you. He forgave us. What do you mean forgave us? He forgave us because Moshe paid for us. It's embarrassment. It's embarrassment. The whole thing is embarrassment. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is a very strange situation. The Gemara says that one opinion in the Gemara is if somebody does not do teshuva, Yom Kippur by itself, today, waives all the sins. It's more shel yom echaper, the Gemara Masechet Shavuot said. Very strange thing. What is this? A very special day. Because the day itself cleans the person from his sins. Even if he didn't regret. Very strange. And even if he does regret, I say, what is it all about? What is it all about? So what? How does it work? Every year, Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives me. Why? Because He gave it because once He forgave us, and once He gave us tablets. Also in Tefillah, we say, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. V'titen lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava, et Yom HaKippurim hazeh, Yom Mechilat Ha'avon hazeh, Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh hazeh, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. So somebody's going to ask, what's Yom Kippur? Came out of Egypt. What coming out of Egypt has to Yom Kippur? It's not to do with the Yom Kippur. Why did Hashem invent the Yom Kippur? Hashem invented it. That you have a day of Kapara every year, Yom Kippur. The Chachamim tell us some information. The Chachamim said you should know when Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Hashem told Moshe a statement with an example, like a little story he told him. You know, it's like a king sent two big precious stones, diamonds, to his wife. And she took it. And she lost one. So the king said, okay, listen. You lost one. At least make sure you keep the other one. Says the Gemara, that story refers to us. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara, I'll tell you what I mean. Before Hashem appeared to us on Har Sinai, we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll do and we'll listen. And then we did the golden calf. I did the golden calf, came to the Gemara and said, listen, you said, let's go to Aaron and make us, create for us a new God, a new leader. You broke Na'aseh. When you told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told Moshe, go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we'll do and we'll listen. We'll do. What do you mean we'll do? Indefinite. We'll do it. I said, indefinite? Look what you did. You did a golden calf. What indefinite? Says the Gemara, no more Na'aseh. That first statement, half a statement, you lost it. Hope, Hashem said to Moshe, they will keep the second word, v'nishma, means let's accept and obey and keep the rest of the mitzvah. That's what happened. We did the golden calf, we broke it. Then Moshe went up to Shamayim. He was there for 80 days, prayed to Hashem. And then Hashem told him, go downstairs and dig a new tent. And Moshe went down, dug in his tent, and he found a big piece of sapphire. And Hashem told him, you know, go bring it upstairs to me. I want to rewrite on that sapphire whatever was written in the first tablets. And Moshe went up Shamayim and got it, brought it back. As you read the story, I said, okay, your tablets. I said, what is the tablets really? What's the secret of tablets? This is the Gemara, says the Mishnah. I want to tell you tablets. This is the Gemara, says, you know, 10 things that Kadosh Baruch Hu created on the first Friday by twilight. Ben Hashemashot. For example, Hashem created the stick of Moshe. For example, says the Gemara, there's a certain worm, it's called Shamir. When you put it on the rock split. That's how Shlomo was able to build the Hamikdash. Hashem made it at the last minute. Before Hashem shut down, so-called the factory, that he created this world, he made 10 things. He said, for example, this is the sheep. When Akedat Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu slaughtered. This is the donkey of Bilam. It's 8 things. 10 things. By twilight. Twilight means that, like twilight, the Gemara says, you don't know if this is day or this is night. If a baby is born between sunset and between the night, so you don't know which way the baby was born. Don't know. You can do Brit Milah from the day before the twilight. Because maybe twilight is night. It's a doubt. It's called Ben Hashemashot. It's called Ben Hashemashot. Between times. Like we call America a gray area. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 things in that time. What does it mean? It means after sunset of the first Friday, before stars came out. I said, what does it mean exactly? Hashem could not have made it before. But the question, the Chachamim said, explain to us, I'll tell you what it is. That those 10 things are a dependable situation. For example, the stick of Moshe. If Moshe would have come to power, and power said, I let the people go, Moshe doesn't need the stick. The stick Hashem created on a doubt. Maybe we'll need it. Maybe not. Hashem left it open to us. For example, Avraham Avinu had to go Akedat Yitzchak. Why? Well, I said why. He didn't do anything for Hashem. It was Milah Yitzchak. But if he would have done something, we would not be Akedat Yitzchak. So what is the sheep for? Don't need it. For example, the donkey of Bilam that was talking. I said, what is this? Piaton. What is this? It depends. If Bilam would not have gone to curse us, the donkey would have never spoke. The tablets. Also, Gemara says, one of the 10 things that Hashem created, tablets, not twilight. What does it mean? It depends. We'll see. What we'll see. If Am Yisrael will say Na'aseh v'nishma, that Hashem will give the tablets. He doesn't say Na'aseh v'nishma, he doesn't need tablets. Why do you need tablets? Tablets is a present from Hashem. It's actually Hashem, while he was saying 10 commandments, he wrote on the tablets. The Gemara says, while he was saying it, on the first set of tablets, and then he called up Moshe to Shamayim, and after 40 days he taught Moshe to Shamayim, I said, okay, here are the tablets. But no, I don't give it to you. So what happened? They're doing golden calf downstairs. Doing golden calf is no more Na'aseh v'nishma. It's only Nishma now. You destroyed Na'aseh, says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Hashem held the Luchot, told Moshe, listen, don't take it. Says the Gemara, Moshe grabbed it from Hashem. Moshe came down, he saw the golden calf. He broke it. Why? Because the tablets are only good if you said Na'aseh v'nishma. This is the reason why the tablets were created by twilight. If you go to the Na'aseh v'nishma, you get tablets. But you did the golden calf. Moshe saw it, broke it. That's what the Gemara means. So that's a disaster. A disaster. What is a disaster? The Gemara says, I tell you what the disaster is all about. Says the Gemara, when Am Yisrael said Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, Hashem said like this, who revealed the secret to my children? The Gemara Maaseret Shabbat. So what kind of secret? This is that statement, let's do and then we listen. Only Malachim say. Shinema, so the Gemara says, we say in Tehillim, we say, Gibore Koach, or Sed Varo, Nishma Bekol Varo. An angel is always ready to do the job for Hashem without no questions. Then he says to Hashem, okay, where am I going now? But he doesn't first want to know what is my job, and then I'll go. So the Gemara, Am Yisrael reached that level of the angels. When they said Na'aseh v'nishma, that's what happened. It's not that they became an angel. No. They are in the same level of angels. So Chaim said, you know, if they would have kept it, nobody would have died. Not only that, they would have fly. Ani amarti Elokim matim uvnei elyon kulchem. This is the mizmor we say. David HaMelech said, Hashem said, I thought you're going to be like angels. Uvnei elyon kulchem. I said, that's exactly what happened when Hashem spoke to us. And then we said to Hashem, listen, Hashem, we want to hear you. Hashem said, you want to hear me? He said, we want to see something. So Moshe came down, and Amisa said, you know what? Moshe, go tell Hashem, Na'aseh v'nishma. Hashem said, what? How did they know to say this? This is the language of the angels. So we reach, the Gemara says, the level of angels when we said Na'aseh v'nishma. So the Gemara and angels came downstairs and put on each of us 2 crowns. Chad keneged Na'aseh, Chad keneged Nishma. 2 crowns. They did the golden calf. They came and stripped it. They took it off, says the Gemara. What does it mean? Not the level of angels anymore. That is the tragedy. It's not the golden calf. It's not the broken tablets. It's our level that Hashem considered us as angels. We lost it. Why did we lose it? Because we did the golden calf. We lost the statement Na'aseh v'nishma because of the golden calf. Here Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew the whole secret. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I come again. And Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe came down to Am Yisrael and said, listen, I am already get to the point. I said, I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you completely. When you forgive completely means you should be able to get back to the stage like angels. That's what I want from Hashem. And that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu spent an extra 80 days in Shamayim, and day 79, Hashem told Moshe, okay, go downstairs go to your tent, dig, get a sapphire. Let me even write on this sapphire whatever was written on the first tablet, and I'll give it to you. And you go and you put it in the closet. And you know what I need it for? I really don't need it. What is it for? It's just to show that we're back to the original state with Hashem, that Hashem considers us as big as an angel. That's the whole purpose. So that's the Gemara says, you should know Yom Kippur was so great, so big. I said, listen, you got dressed what? With white, and you have no shoes, and you haven't eaten, and you didn't drink, and you didn't take a shower. I said, what does that mean? And you have, what does it mean? No, it means this is to wake me up. That Yom Kippur is not the yotzeit of this Yom Kippur. That every Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, this is the aim, this is what you have to have in your mind. I want to reach the level that once I had on Har Sinai, and once later, 120 days later, again Hashem gave me the chance to feel the same feeling I had on Har Sinai, that I am so-called, look like an angel. Not because I dressed up in white, not because I don't have shoes, because this is what? You are on the level of Naaseh v'Nishma, that's what it means, that's all. You have to be in a situation that you're ready to do anything for Hashem without even know what Hashem wants from you. That's what exactly what Moshe, when he came down from Shamayim, and Mr. Levi became a Levi, because he came down from Shamayim after Golden Calf, Moshe said, Mil Hashem Elai, who is for Hashem? Everybody said, depends what? Well, let me hear, what does it mean? Only Shevet Levi came in front, up front, and he told Moshe, we are ready. I mean, they are Naaseh v'Nishma. Because when you don't ask any questions, you are like an angel. Naaseh v'Nishma. That's why the Kohanim and Levim have their job, because they still got Naaseh v'Nishma. Because Moshe came from Shamayim, and he asked, who is for Hashem? Some people said, let me see what you want, depends. If he wants this, okay. If he wants that, no, I don't accept it. Only Shevet Levi said, we are for Hashem. And then Moshe said, okay, you're for Hashem. Let me tell you what Hashem wants from you. Because that means the Shevet Levi, the Levim, the Kohanim, they had it in the system that they belong to Hashem, Naaseh v'Nishma. That's because they kept the Brit Milah in Egypt. For other reasons, mainly, they kept the Brit Milah in Egypt. The Sadi Torah in Egypt. And that is the secret of dressing in white on Yom Kippur, or not having shoes on, or not eating and drinking. No, it's not because Hashem wants to torture. No. That you have to come to that level in Naaseh v'Nishma. That means you are in the level of angels. Actually, the Gemara says, the level that Am Yisrael had in the desert, that Hashem gave in the man, and the water from the well of Miriam, they really were on a similar level like this. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. I said they didn't have to take showers. So what does it mean? But Hashem made it like this. Let him go to the bathroom. You don't understand. Hashem wanted Am Yisrael to keep the level that they said Naaseh v'Nishma. So Hashem helped us in the desert. Nobody took a shower. Didn't have to take a shower. You didn't have to eat anything. You had the man finished. Nothing else. Then you go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, that's what Hashem made originally Adam HaRishon, mankind. This was the purpose. Purpose was not. Of course, we have the system to go to the bathroom. But this was like on condition. If you don't behave, you have the system. Like you have extra generator at home, and it's going to be a blackout. You have a generator. Don't you see? You have electricity. So sometimes it doesn't work. That's how Hashem made the system. I says, go to the bathroom. Why do I have to go to the bathroom? I don't suppose to go to the bathroom. I'm supposed to have man. No, listen, if you don't behave, you can go to the bathroom. Well, you need the other one. You don't need the other one. You think Hashem, you need the other one? You don't need the other one. In the desert, they had no the other one. And nobody smelled in the desert. Nobody sweat in the desert. Because the angels don't sweat. And angels don't use the other one. Hashem says, this is what my plan with you. This is the plan. It's not Yom Kippur. So after Rosh Hashanah, we do Selichot. for the sins that we did, we regret. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, you have to climb to another level. This is the level of Naaseh V'Nishma. That's the level. And you should know what it means, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, you know what it is. A person has to know that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hashem is very close to you. You know why? Because Hashem is very close to the angels. Hashem is very close. Angels are very close to Hashem. They go all the way up to Kisei HaKavod and hear from Him the commands and the instructions. He says that is the level that Hashem hopes that we'll get there. It's not a command. Says the Gemara, says, you want to know something? Yom Kippur by itself waves all these things. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, you have the energy of Naaseh V'Nishma. So, if Naaseh V'Nishma, we go back all the way to Har Sinai, Naaseh V'Nishma, there's no sins in Naaseh V'Nishma. Hashem with all the sins, Nishma. The Gemara said, all the people that came from labor, from hard working in Egypt, lost hands, feet, eyes, Hashem grew it back. Deaf people all of a sudden were able to hear. Blind people were able to see. So what happened? What happened? Naaseh V'Nishma. You reach the level of an angel. There's no blind angel. There's no deaf angel. You are this level. Not that you think I'm an angel. You're not an angel. But you'll be able to reach the level like an angel because the Sigma says Naaseh V'Nishma. That's the whole secret of Naaseh V'Nishma. And that's really being accomplished every year by Yom Kippur. And the person can reach it. He can reach that. I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah, I know you go to the bathroom. Okay, what can we do? But at least you said the statement to Hashem, Naaseh V'Nishma, I'll do anything for you. Let me hear what you want. Not the opposite. Let me hear what you want and I'll decide if I want to do. That's called Naaseh V'Nishma. Blank. And that's the Gemara says. That's the way Hashem told us. Listen, that's what we have to do on Yom Kippur. Don't underestimate it. Because that only this is just signs that you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go back to Har Sinai. And about Har Sinai, the one says, you know what, Har Sinai? Everybody, all of a sudden, was healed from all the sicknesses that he had. All the sicknesses evaporated, the Gemara says, Zavim, Metzoraim, the Gemara says, all the sicknesses they had in Egypt, everybody got healed completely. So what happened? What happened? You ever see an angel with the all kind of sicknesses? Never saw. So that Hashem wants you to reach. Yom Kippur is the time, says the Gemara. And that's what the Gemara says. Yom Kippur is the best day of the year. So why is the best of the year? Because that's the day that Hashem gives me a chance that He considers me as an angel. That's the Gemara says. That in Israel, you should know. This Yom Kippur is a powerful day. As in the of Shetachem, listen, you don't eat because Hashem wants us so-called to torch our desires. And we should not be slaves to our desires. He says, don't go to work in Yom Kippur. Says, angels don't go to work. He says, don't eat. Angels don't eat. Angels don't take showers. Angels don't put undershave. Deodorant. Don't put aftershave. You can't do it. Don't do it. It's not because you should not do it. Because Hashem wants us to know it. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's the best day of the year. Zecher itzat Mitzrayim. No, Zecher itzat Mitzrayim. What Egypt has to do with this? You say in Tefillah. Mordechai and Shiknes HaGdolah put in the Tefillah this. He says, you have to know what you're saying. I said, what do you say? Yom Kippur Hashem gave you to remember coming out of Egypt. What does that mean? Chachamim explained to us. Chachamim said, listen, read the text in the Torah. Torah says, and Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time Hashem asked him to go and take Israel out of Egypt. Moshe asked Hashem, listen, Hashem, please forgive me. Tell me, what shall I tell them? Hashem said, tell them that statement. Botziyacha atah memitzrayim, ta'avnum telokim al arazeh. When you come out of Egypt, Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Hashem told Moshe, listen, when you come out, tell them, you come out of Egypt, you're going to worship Hashem here. Worship Hashem here? Where? Naaseh V'Nishma. You're going to do a Mishkan. Says the Gemara, what Mishkan? You're going to do the menorah, you're going to do the altar, you're going to do the table. Wait, what is that? I said, that's how you worship Hashem. I said to the Gemara, what is it all about? Says the Gemara, this is the kapara for the Eger. So what does it mean? Well, He did the golden calf, he said, this is my God. Now Hashem gives you another chance. You're going to build the Mishkan River, the Migdash, you go over there, you sacrifice over there. And this is so-called the forgiveness for what you said first before on the golden calf, that this is your God. So what happened when you said, this is my God? You said, this is your God, you broke not seven Ishmael, right? Hashem said to Moshe, when they made the golden calf, they broke it. Now what are they going to do? They're going to do a Mishkan. And you went. And Moshe came down with the second tablet on Yom Kippur. He came down and said, listen, Rabotai, Hashem said, you make me for a Mishkan. So what is Mishkan all about? Mishkan is a kapara for the golden calf. What do you mean? To restore back Naaseh. And let's go, Hashem told Moshe. Hashem told Moshe in Egypt already. Alrighty, I see they're going to do a golden calf. I see they're going to do a golden calf. So what's a golden calf? The golden calf means you lost the level of an angel. That means the golden calf. You're not close to Hashem. Hashem is very close to an angel. You're very far. You know when you're going to be very close to Hashem? Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When you pray to Hashem, the tefillah hits home. Hits home. Only those days. Don't waste a moment, Hasidim Chachamim say, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Every tefillah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like thousands of tefillah during the year. Thousands. That's the level. That's the ratio. I said, why? Why? What happened? Because I did teshuva? No. Because Yom Kippur is the day that Hashem gave us a chance to go back to Naaseh ben Ishmael like an angel. An angel goes to Hashem, is close to Hashem. We have to speak over here. And Eliyahu Navi takes the tefillah, says the Zohar, and he goes upstairs, and he gave it to Matar, the interior minister, and he gives it to Hashem. I said, listen, I don't have to have Eliyahu Navi and Matar. I go straight over there. I go straight. So when? Only between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's how powerful Yom Kippur is. That's how powerful it's called Aseret Yemei Teshuva. I said, what do you mean? What do you do with Aseret Yemei Teshuva? I said, I did Teshuva. I did already Teshuva. I did Selichot. The whole Elul I did Selichot. He says, no, now you do Teshuva that you lost Naaseh v'Nishma. It's not different kind of Teshuva. I said, what's the problem? My problem is Hashem thought that I'm going to reach a level of an angel. Ani amati Elokim atem. That's the Mizmor that we say on Monday. No, it's used. Ani amati Elokim atem. He said, what is it all about? He says, I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wanted me to reach a level of an angel and Nebach, what I did this. He said, I regret it. I regret it already in Chodesh Elul. For Rosh Hashanah, I made Teshuvah Shelema. He says, Lord, Hashem, whatever I did, please forgive me. I said, okay. Now after Rosh Hashanah, I said, listen, Hashem, I want to say something else. I want to confess that I did certain things not right. He said, but you did already before Rosh Hashanah. Enough. He says, no. Now I confess because the level that I lost, the Naaseh v'Nishma that I betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I lost my stage. You wanted me to be like an angel. And I'm not an angel because of sin. Please, I confess. I said to him, Teshuva. Says the Gemara, I said, when you reach that level that you want to reach Naaseh v'Nishma, that means you're very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on Al Sinai. Gemara says, the first time ever, Hashem came all the way down on Al Sinai, says the Gemara. I said, Hashem never did it before. Not only that, Hashem spoke to me. What happened? I said, what happened? So he said, Naaseh v'Nishma. So the whole thing is Naaseh v'Nishma in our life. That's why Hashem loves us, says the Gemara. So we can reach it back on Yom Kippur. The Gemara said, that's how you dress. That's what you keep Yom Kippur straight. I said, you have to know that you have to reach that level. You reach that level, it's called Zecher Yetzat Mitzrayim. That's the Kavanah we should have in the Tefillah. It says, listen, coming out of Egypt was the same thing. Hashem told us, you're coming out of Egypt to say Naaseh v'Nishma. To worship me in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a correction for the golden calf. Golden calf, what's golden calf? It's not, we said, Hashem laughs at golden calf. Big deal. So the person is an idiot. He said, this is my God took out of Egypt. This is took out of Egypt. Aren't you shame on yourself? Hashem laughs. Hashem laughs. Can you imagine somebody comes home, he has a statue in his pocket, he comes to his father and says, Papa, this is my Papa. This is my Papa. I said, this is your Papa? This is your Papa? What's wrong with you? This is your Papa? So you think Hashem is upset we said the golden calf is God? Hashem loves the stupidity. But Hashem is upset that we broke Na'aseh v'Nishma. That's what Moshe broke the Luchot. That's the tragedy. It's not the Avodah Zarah. It's you break Na'aseh v'Nishma every time you do Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem doesn't care less. Hashem said, you said, you go to Buddha, say, Buddha is my God. Hashem laughs. Buddha is your God. Buddha is your God. 1 minute, I make an earthquake in Nepal. Look what's going to happen with all the Buddhas. But when you say that, it means you betrayed Na'aseh v'Nishma. It means the level that Hashem wants you to reach. You don't. That's the job of Na'aseh v'Nishma, the job of Yom Kippur. Then Chachamim said, Yom Kippur, Mashiach would come. So what happened with Yom Kippur? It's with Brosh Shofar. He said, what's it all about? It's all about it, that we get Na'aseh v'Nishma. You know Na'aseh v'Nishma? Na'aseh v'Nishma means that nobody's going to die anymore and Mashiach coming. That's the whole, the reason he didn't come. Says the Gemara, says, because we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, but in our heart, deeply, we didn't think, says the Gemara. That's the tragedy. Says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ha'fatu b'fiyem, v'rishuna mi'chazvu lo. We the Mer said, we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, Hashem was very happy. He said it. But Hashem said, but in the heart, they said, let's hear, we might do Hafarat Nedarim. We're going to do Bet HaKnesset, Hatarat Klalot. We're going to do something. That was the problem. Otherwise, Moshe would be Mashiach on the spot, finished. This was the purpose. So in Yom Kippur, we have to believe it in our heart. We will do everything for Hashem. And Mashiach can come and amen. Na hatet ma na ko na